And returning to our story about the leak in Queenstown, reporter Tess Brunton is outside Hamish Walker's house. Hi, Tess.
Kia ora.
Any signs of the unfortunate Mr. Walker?
No, it appears National MP Hamish Walker is lying low for the moment. There's a sign on his electorate office in Queenstown that says he's on annual leave until later this month. And remember, yesterday in his statement that he announced he wouldn't contest the Southland seat this year, he also said he wouldn't be making any further comments.
Have voters in his electorate reacted very much to news of his involvement in the leak?
Well, it's still very big news here. Most of the voters I've spoken to say they're disappointed and shocked to hear their MPs behind the leak of COVID-19 patient details. This is a seat Hamish Walker won by nearly 60% of the MP votes in the last election, and traditionally it has been a National Party stronghold. One of the residents I spoke to from Queenstown said his decision has made so many people question his values and judgment. But despite this, he does have some supporters who say they're disappointed to see the back of him, as he was a passionate advocate for the electorate. Even one Labor supporter I spoke to says she doesn't agree with his politics, but appreciated how he worked hard on the coalface for his electorate. When I pushed her for more details, as I did with other voters, they couldn't quite come up with what he's done, but they did say that he was working hard. I have also, RNZ, spoken to Gore District Mayor Tracy Hicks, who was more reluctant to sing praise and was really talking about him being quite disappointed in the behaviour of Mr. Walker. And so the next steps really for the electorate are going to be down to finding a new candidate for Southland for the National Party, which National Party leader Todd Muller said the board would be looking to do in the coming days.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Brunton in Queenstown.